Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Thanks to Trade Coffee for supporting the morning stream. Trade sells the freshest roasted and ethically sourced beans from America's best independent roasters. They ship free to you as often as you like, whole or ground. Whether you're a coffee nerd or just want a better daily cup, Trade's real coffee experts taste test over 400 roasts and use technology to match you with your ideal coffee based on your preferences and brewing method. Right now, Trade Coffee is offering a total of $20 off your first three bags when you go to drinktrade.com/TMS. Coming up on TMS, scan this QR of my butt.
Curb your crypto-thusiasm.
Tight Little Comeback was my adult film title in college.
An upside-down fitty cent is a nickel.
Happy Valentine's. Here's some socks.
Highlighters melted together in a wet pile.
I'm old enough to be her parent.
I hate the Kalamazoo Packers.
Animal murder Doritos.
The art house smells like weed.
Wong is the new Klavan.
Get out! Us? Nope.
Let's talk ugly.
Uncanny Valley Baby.
Spoiling posters with Steven and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
And keep a fingernail brush handy for your nails. You're not clean if your fingernails aren't.
What is wrong with your body?
It's the world of tomorrow today. This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning. Whoops, that didn't work. Good morning. Welcome back to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for February 14th. It's Valentine's Day 2022.
It is.
Yeah. Brian, what'd you do for your Valentine today?
Absolutely nothing. The last, since 1990, what is that?
That's a long time
32
ago.
32 years?
Good Lord.
32? That can't be right. Yeah, 32 years. Yeah. I was lucky enough to find a woman who would rather I surprise her on, I don't know, March 21st or August 18th or whatever for Valentine's Day instead of a day where everybody gets the same thing.
Yes, I'm going to say the same thing. Even though it's not true. But I
was going to say, have you ever years where Kim would leave post-it notes all over the house
for
you?
No. She's the one. She's still doing that. We have two-weeker. So yeah, it ain't me.
She celebrates it. You don't.
No, ooh, I'm terrible at it.
Does that feel rough? Like, is that an issue where you feel like, ooh, you know, she's doing all this stuff for me and I got her a honey-baked ham or something?
No. I mean, this is the problem with Kim. You can't compete with it. So at some point, you just have to resign. You just resign to
smart.
It.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, I've given up at this point. She gave me, what did she give me yesterday? Something super. Oh, she took me to lunch yesterday. That's what that was. We went and got tacos. But prior to that, it was like, oh, here's a pair of pants. And on day three, here's some socks you didn't know you needed. And she does this for 14 freaking days every year.
It's almost it's more like Hanukkah than it is Valentine's Day.
A little bit, yeah. Actually, that's a good way of putting it.
Right down to the socks.
Yeah. It's her own tradition. She's not following anybody's rule book on this. She just does it. And I just have to sit there grooving on it. There's nothing I can do about it.
Nice.
Her love language is gifting. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine is, leave me alone, I'm watching this TV. You know? It's not the same. We just don't operate on the same frequency sometimes. But
sure.
Anyway, I hope you're all well in the afterglow of a Los Angeles highlight marker looking pants win over the Cincinnati Bengals. there in the Super Bowl. I just wanted to make it for the record here that the Rams uniforms are terrible. Mm-hmm. They are terrible, ugly, horrific uniforms. And I don't know why they're allowed to wear those things. They look bad. They're just bad.
It's funny. It's not even Color Rush Thursday like they were doing for a while, where they had like throwback ugly uniforms. It was just, that is what they wear.
Yeah, it's just bad. Yeah. They look like melt. They look like I said this on Twitter. Look like you went to the Office Depot and you went to get some highlighter markers and you found some all melted together in a kind of a wet pile. That's what those uniforms are. They're bad.
Whose pants were worse, the Rams or the Rock?
Oh, the Rock was wearing my uncle's pants, and my uncle Marsden, for real, used to wear those kind of pants, that color, kind of that rose, you know, I don't know what that is, rose-colored pants.
And were they rose? They looked purple on when I glanced up at it, but were they more rose?
They look like
the pants that Bruce Banner wears when he knows he's going to turn into the Hulk that day.
Yeah, that's a good point. Those things are going to stay put. They are not going to tear, which makes sense because, you know, it's the Rock and he's a big buffy guy and he probably didn't tear them. But those are ugly. Let's talk about all the ugly things. Those were very ugly, those pants. Sure. The Rock is a beast. He's a beast.
Tina said, those arms aren't real. Those arms are ridiculous. Her exact words. Arms aren't real. They look ridiculous.
When you eat 15 chicken breasts in the morning and then go work out for 6 hours a day, you can have arms like that as well.
Yeah.
Plus, I think he's probably got some supplemental shots. I don't know. Don't want to disparage anybody. It's fine. He's not a professional athlete that's having to lie about his status. He's probably got a little steroidal help. You know,
right? You think, oh, there we go. There's a shot of him. So yeah, they're more like a brick red. It's his shirt that was purple. That's right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My memory
purple
is
shirt,
fuzzy.
Brick red pants.
Yeah, didn't see that coming though. Him out there announcing the start of the damn thing.
No, yeah. It was great. Like in this corner, weighing in at 7,622 pounds.
He was stoked. He was really jazzed about it. Yeah. But anyway, Super Bowl came. It went. The team I wanted to win didn't win. That's okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same here. I was hoping for the Bengals. I did win because it was Bengals +4 on DraftKings, and so they when it was starting to get to the end there, and I was like, well, they could maybe get this. They could maybe get this, and then the Rams had that last touchdown. I said, well, I'm still gonna win my bet.
Yeah, that's good. As long as you win the bet, I'm fine with that. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy for the win. And actually, it was a hell of a tight little comeback toward the end. And it was fun to watch.
All right, I'll say this. I didn't care. I mean, I wanted the Bengals to win, but to be honest, it, you know, really didn't. It was in the last several years, probably the game I cared least about who won or not. But we always say, well, I don't care who wins. I just hope it's a good game. And I feel like we got a good game. It was for the most part until the end, penalty free. So the teams played clean and it was always within, you know, 10 points at a maximum. So
yeah, it was a nice tight game. Lots of fun little plays, some interesting lack of penalty calls, and then some really egregious ones.
Yes, some very blatant, like, jersey grabbing that just seemed to go unnoticed.
Yeah, at one point we got a full-on, like, a face grab, and I don't know how they missed that.
Like a head twist face grab.
Yeah, that was as bad as obvious as you get, but that's fine. As those things go, it was good, even though neither team I really care that much about. I kept wondering if St. Louis fans were super into this because, you know, the Rams used to be there.
Since it used to be.
Yeah. I guess they're probably excited, right? You would be if your old team.
I think so.
What is St. Louis now? Nothing? They just lose a team? What happened
there? Yeah, they have nothing. Yeah.
Okay. Those bastards.
Yep.
They just got the big
arch. But I still don't think, like, I don't think LA cares when they see the, or Oakland cares when they see the Raiders. Or I guess, LA, because they were the LA Raiders first season. Mm-hmm. I don't think they care when they see the Las Vegas Raiders play. Oakland maybe more just because there's a longer history there. But I'd be curious to see if they have any sort of, like, oh, yeah, it's good to see the old team win, or if they feel like, deserters, yeah, whatever. I hope you lose.
So if the, what was I going to say? Oh, the Raiders, yeah. So you either have to be a Raiders fan from somewhere else. That's what it seems like it is. Like, if you were a St. Louis Rams fan forever, but you didn't live in St. Louis. You were they were just your team in the way that
they were
I like
your team, and you'd still love them wherever they end up.
Yeah, in the way that I like Green Bay, same idea. If Green Bay moved somewhere, I'd still be a Green Bay fan.
Yeah,
but Wisconsin people are probably like, eh.
They would not. If all of a sudden it became the Kalamazoo Packers, you'd have some angry. Angry Wisconsiners, Wisconians.
It's a really good game. I'm a little annoyed how how old is that quarterback for the Bengals? He's like 22.
Oh, they're both like 30. They're both in their
mid-30s? He is not 30. That quarterback? No.
Oh, I'm sorry, quarterback. No, I was talking about the coaches because they made such a big deal about the two youngest coaches in the NFL going head to head.
Right.
The quarterback. I don't know how.
Like 21 or 22. He's like Nick's age.
He is super young. Yeah.
Freaking ridiculous. And he's quite the little pimp master outside of the game wearing that suit.
25.
Oh, is he 25? Yeah, okay.
Great watching his mom in the stands and saying, wow, you know, I think even she could be my daughter. Like she's, I'm old enough to be her mother or her father.
I couldn't tell
her. I'm old enough to be her parent.
I couldn't tell which of the ladies, one of them's his girlfriend, the other one's his mom, and I couldn't tell which one was which. Right. Actually, I think the girlfriend looks older, honestly, than the mom.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, no, I think the mom, when they made that first touchdown and she stood up and made that face was like one of the greatest things I'd ever seen on television.
It was pretty great. But then that kicker they got, he's 21 or 2 or something, and he was hitting him straight down the line. That guy's good. But whatever, good luck to them all. They're all mature millionaires, and they got it all together. I'm sure there's no problems at all, and everything will be great for them from here on out. All right, there was also the ads, and of course those are always either lame or good or somewhere in between. There was way too much crypto for my taste this year. That stuff annoyed
crypto
me.
Crypto and e-investing.
Yeah.
Man, you'd think that maybe they were offering a discount, like Super Bowl coupon code. If you're an e-investor, use this coupon code for cheaper advertising, because between eToro and eTrade and that eTrade weird uncanny valley baby, that just bothers
me. That ad sucked. The only one I didn't like more was the Flamin' Hot Doritos and Cheeto thing.
The push it
that is horrible.
Jungle.
It was horrible.
Yeah
on a couple of levels. Carter looks over to me and she goes, this isn't just dumb. These animals are, you're not supposed to feed they can't eat these.
They should not, like, these animals are going to die eating this bag of Doritos.
Yeah, you're going to kill them. I mean, of course, she always thinks of that stuff first, but,
I know the one you hated. I think I know the one you hated most of all. I'm surprised you haven't mentioned it yet, was the Coinbase play on the DVD,
That's stupid.
Pause screen.
Stupid freaking. What's it called? What do you call those?
The QR code.
QR codes. Yeah. Here's the reason I hate it. Here, I'll give you the list. You ready? Number one, they think they're being real clever. It's not that clever.
Okay.
Number two, one of the biggest security risks in the world is scanning in unknown QR codes that you don't know the source of. So it's irresponsible to do something like that if you don't know what it is. Now, if you go to a restaurant and they're having you scan in the menu, it's fine, whatever. But if you put something up, throw it up on TV or somewhere else, QR codes are famous for letting people get into your phone and do some gnarly shit.
I did not know that. Okay.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Big time. Especially on phones that are less,
It's just going to a website, but they can also they can put some malicious stuff.
Oh,
I guess so, right?
Yeah.
If you get an email and it's for AsianMistresses.com and you click on the link there, it takes you to a page that's probably putting keyloggers and
even
stuff.
Even if it's not
site,
a page, some of it's like, oh, it'll launch this app. Like you can do stuff on Android in particular that's a little egregious. So there's definitely risks there. And, I just think that's just lame and irresponsible. And then also, by doing something like that, of course, the reaction of people is, wait, hurry up, scan it and see what it is. And they crashed their site for an hour, which means that nobody could go to the thing they had, whatever it was.
Right, which means either it was successful or they just really had a bad server.
So it's real, it's real bad.
It was just... I knew that it was going to end with it going into a corner. Like, I knew that that was the kind of the punchline of the ad, is that we all saw that episode of The Office. We know the excitement that happens when that DVD thing finally hits the corner and bounces straight out. I don't know. It got people talking, and you gotta kind of look at it like that and say, well, all right, I guess in that way it was effective, but yeah.
Yeah, but look at it this way. If I got up and in front of everybody and shit on the hood of a car in a parking lot, I would get a lot of attention for that. You know what I'm saying? Like getting
I don't equate it to that, but okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it gets attention. For what? You just did this thing that's kind of lame and shitty.
If your goal, like basically, if you only succeeded in business by getting people's attention by shitting on car hoods, then that would be a very successful way to do it. That's how, you know, you measure an ad's effectiveness by how many people click the ad or go to the website, which apparently a lot of people did, or how much people talk about it the day after. And as bad as the ad was, you can't argue that it was effective. If, you know, if we got patrons because, all right, if we get enough patrons, Scott's going to shit on the hood of a car. Then I'd say, all right,
see, that feels, but that feels shitty. That feels like a shitty, less ethical way to do things. That's why.
Welcome to advertising.
No, I know. I know how it is. I'm not naive. I know this works the way it works for the reason it works, but it still irritated me. $14 million for that stupid idea, but whatever.
Oh, I heard it was just $7 million that they paid.
Oh,
which
I heard.
Is still $7 million, more. Which is still too much, but.
Yeah, $1 million is too much.
Exactly.
500 grand. You know,
they didn't spend any money on like actors or sets or editing.
Nope, that's true. They didn't have to pay for any of that. So what it tells me is that they are all about doing skeevy shit, and I don't want to send any money their direction ever. That's what it tells me.
Like, Coinbase was also a sponsor of Coverville. Not that there was anything. Not that I'm defending them any reason for that reason, but
totally fine. Podcasters got to do what they got to do, but it's whatever.
That's right.
It annoyed me. The other one I really didn't like was the. Now I forgot. I meant to write it down. Oh, I didn't like the. I wanted to like it, and then I didn't. I wanted to like that Larry David one, but I don't like crypto ads. It annoyed me.
Oh, so you liked it up until the thing that it was promoting.
Yeah, I just don't like it. You know what this feels like? And I could be, you know, I'm not saying this is exactly the same, meaning that we're heading for either a bubble or a crash, but these felt like early 2000s .com era commercials on the Super Bowl, like pets.com and all that. That's what this had the feeling of. Okay, too much, too many. You guys you're all heading toward a weird, confluence of these things, and it's a little overrated, and you're all gonna shit the bed here sooner or later. I don't know why I had that feeling, just did.
I absolutely enjoyed the Larry David one. I thought the big one for me for the night was the only one that actually made me laugh out loud was the Barbie Dreamhouse. Ad with what's her face
that was pretty good
in the air.
That was pretty
pitch
good.
Perfect.
I didn't see that one coming. I thought that was funny. That was
yeah, good. It was well done. And you got to see Doja Cat shilling for Taco Bell.
Oh, is that who that was?
That was Doja right there.
All right, I wondered who that was. Wait, was she the one?
She was the main clown, basically.
Okay.
Whose makeup runs off? I like the subtle dig at McDonald's for their ice cream machines not working.
Oh yeah, that was pretty good. Did you what's her name eating her vagina candle? That was pretty funny.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? That Uber Eats thing was pretty dang funny, only because of, number one, getting Gwyneth Paltrow to eat her own vagina candle. That, you know, that feels like whatever you had to do to make her kind of dig at herself for that dumb vagina candle.
Yeah, whatever it took to get you to do that. Well done, guys.
But also, I mean, Jennifer Coolidge is great. Seeing Greg from Succession, always great seeing him. Mm. Somebody put in there the Sopranos one.
Once
we said, oh, look, that's Meadow. Okay.
Yeah.
What is there anything? Is like, are they going to have her get out of the car and Don't Stop Believing is going to be playing while she turns the engine off and stops the music?
That would have been cool. That would have cost them too much money. They were already using that other song.
It was still all just that part was kind of lame.
Yeah.
The Guy Fieri thing I could have done without.
Yeah. It was all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. It was like, eh, I get what you're saying. But, you know, haha, it's funny. We're all Guy Fieri's. Right. He's the lord of this land. Huh? It's right. Flavortown. Oh, Brian, Flavortown.
Seth Rogen, Paul Rudd doing the Lay's commercial was pretty good.
Yeah, that Tommy Lee, the Jones thing with the Jones brother.
Oh, the Joneses. Yeah, keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know who you are, but whatever he said and took off. That was pretty good. Yeah, there was. Yeah. They had their moments.
There were a few.
But I you didn't get the crypto vibe of .com era ads. You didn't feel that?
No. I mean, it's.
Oh, I was so feeling.
You
that.
Know, it's a wave. It's, you know, it'll pass. It's a fad kind of thing. Oh, Irish Spring. Forgot about the Irish Spring one with the Irish Spring Village of the Damned.
Oh, yeah, that was like a Midsummer kind of deal. That's what it reminded me of.
It really was. It's like, oh, my God, it is the 70s Irish Spring commercial, but dark. And I thought, it can't be Irish Spring doing this because they wouldn't make fun of their own brand like this. And sure enough, they were, which is great.
That the mid-show business, the halftime show, was pretty good.
Oh,
I really enjoyed
it.
It
was good.
Yeah, it's maybe my favorite in a long time. I usually don't like these very much. I liked it.
When 50 Cent got up there and started doing his thing, did you come up with your own rap to do during that moment?
I did. As soon as he walked out and I heard this, I went, oh, boy. He came out hanging upside down, which I didn't understand the reference to, but I guess the music video for that song, he's doing that.
Oh, is he? Okay, I didn't know what that was about either.
Yeah, with some reference to that, I guess.
Why didn't they show him, like, flip the camera over, show him right side up, and then surprise us by then rotating the camera and saying, oh, look, he's upside down.
Oh, I don't know. They could have done more for us at home, you're saying, more the people at home.
Yeah, exactly. That wouldn't have made any difference to the people watching there, but for us at home, be like, oh, check it out, he's upside down.
Yeah. I liked, I think Dre's awesome, so it's always fun to see Dre's him doing stuff. He doesn't have to do any of this. He's a freaking billionaire. He doesn't need to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, he did, this is all, that's partly why I liked it, because I'm like, you don't need to do this, but there he is doing it. And I like that a lot.
As much as I enjoyed watching The Weeknd get lost under the tunnels underneath the airport, I thought this was a great improvement over last year.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I think it's better than it's been in years. I really liked it. I think maybe the Green Day one was my last favorite one. And this is, I think this compares really well to that. And I don't know. It was just nice to see. I mean, it was nice to see Snoop perform. He doesn't do that anymore. He's always hanging out with Martha Stewart and shit. He's not doing anything but talking. And here he is up there, like, actually rapping. That was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it was like this old school kind of thing. I really dug it. Out came Eminem. Who else was there? Mary J. Blige. I always want to say K. Blige. I don't know why.
Mary K. Blige. She drives a pink Cadillac and sells cosmetics.
I think that's why I do that. Who else was there? Who else performed? Eminem. We mentioned him.
Who was the guy I didn't recognize? The guy who like was in the boxes with all the
That's Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
That's your newer
guy. I don't know why
guy.
I didn't recognize, because I listened to a lot of his stuff back when Tristan was living here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes involuntarily, but
it was just playing.
Yeah, that Kendrick Lamar was great.
Nick loves him, so he's definitely the newer gen. Yeah. Thing going there. But anyway, it was good. It was a good little time there in the middle.
It was a good halftime show, yeah.
Yeah. It seemed to piss off a lot of people who don't like rap. But,
geez Louise.
What do you expect, right? What do you expect?
Yeah. People are going to hate Beyonce because they don't like, you know, R&B or hip hop or not. I guess she's soul, whatever.
What does she do? I don't know what she does.
Soul
now.
Pop.
Yeah. I just know I was supposed to put a ring on it if I was serious.
You were, and I hope you did.
I did. I put a ring on it.
What'd you eat? We got some frozen wings. I sous vide them for 90 minutes, got them cooked, and then threw them in the air fryer for 15 minutes to get the outsides all crispy.
Nice.
And that was our jam yesterday.
We grabbed a new place who does a local mom and pop place that does New York style pizza. Some couple that moved here from New York, and it's amazing. It was so good. I've never heard of this before, but you do these gigantic pepperonis. And then you drizzle hot honey on it.
Oh, okay.
And the effect was fan-freaking-tastic. It wasn't almost, I wouldn't call it even sweet. It was like some new flavor. It's like a new thing. I'd never tasted that before.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Oh, sounds really good.
I can't remember the name of the place, though. It's like somebody's oven. Fat
it's
Larry's
not
oven.
Spaghetti.
No, it ain't Mom's spaghetti. No, it's unfortunate. Although it was great to hear him sing that. That was nice.
God, it was totally great. Yeah.
I guess he defied the NFL. They told him he couldn't kneel, because he wanted to, and they pre-show where he was saying, yeah, I really want to kneel as a way to sort of show solidarity to the whole, you know.
I didn't catch it. I didn't know about any of that. Okay.
So when he hit the knee, that was him saying, screw you, NFL, I'm kneeling anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that.
All right.
Yep. Eat the NFL, he said. Anyway, Brian, so tell me about Belfast. Yeah. How was Belfast?
Yeah, went and saw Belfast in the theaters yesterday before the big game. And as you know, I've only got three movies left of the big picture, best picture nominees for this year to still watch. Drive My Car, Belfast, and what is the last one? Oh, West Side Story. And so we got Belfast knocked out, and it's great. It's, for the most part, all in black and white. They use color in a very cool way for the movie. This is something you can actually get on VOD right now. So if you want to watch it, I think $20 right now in Apple TV or Amazon or one of those.
Oh, nice.
So but it's about the troubles. Here's the great thing. It starts out, and it says, August 1969, Belfast. And I'm like, oh, great. This old movie takes place the month I was born.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. This black and white oldies movie takes place in, you know, mm-hmm. when I was a baby. But it was really, really good. And you hear these stories about the battles between the Catholics and the Protestants and in Belfast and the bombings and stuff like that. And of course, you still get some of that with the occasional outbursts from the IRA. Is it IRA? IRA.
IRA, yeah.
Yeah.
What does that stand for? Hold on. Ireland Republican...
Republican Army.
Army? I believe.
Yeah, Irish Republican Army.
Republic Army? Whatever it is.
Yeah. And Claire adds the UDA and the UVF. But
I had those on my TV. I had to switch to one to watch play video games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, Channel 31 is on. Oh, we got to switch to UVF.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
But it was great. You know, it focuses on this one little kid who's kind of at the center of all this stuff, kind of like the Wonder Years, right, where you're focused on the kid, but you see the whole family's troubles through that kid's eyes. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Black and white, the whole thing? I didn't know that. I didn't know
black and white. Whole thing black and white. Okay. And
little
man,
Schindler's
there's
List.
No shortage of that this Oscar season.
Really? Who else is doing that? Big ones.
Hamlet is all black and white.
Oh, right. That's right.
There's another one, too, that...
The Coen Brothers deal. The one Coen Brother. The one you wouldn't watch all
that's
the way
Hamlet.
Through. Oh, I thought that was... That's Hamlet?
That's Hamlet, yeah.
I thought it was... King Lear or something.
I'm sorry, Macbeth. Not
Macbeth,
Hamlet, Macbeth.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Wrong Shakespeare. Got my Shakespeare mixed up there.
Sure. You shook your spear.
You're just not supposed to bring up, you're just not supposed to mention Macbeth is what I hear.
Never mention Macbeth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never do that. What else is there? Oh, King Richard's, Richard III is something else. King Richard's not in black and white. What else is in black
and
white?
No, there is something else in black and white. And I can't remember what it is.
I like that, though. I sometimes like that as a
Lighthouse
theme.
Was great. It worked perfectly for that.
Yeah, the black and chrome is amazing if you see that version of Mad Max Fury Road. It's really good.
Yeah.
Highly recommend that. Well, all right then. That definitely is one I'll see. That I like historical mm-hmm. drama stuff. So
yeah, no, I mean, I think Judi Dench is the only star I recognized in there. Although I think, let me see here. The Pops was somebody else. I'm like, oh, that's what's his face. I guess that was Jamie Dornan from 50 Shades. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Did not recognize him. Yeah.
He's Irish.
Kieran Hines, who, what was his Game of Thrones? He was King of the Wildlings. Not Wildlings. Criminy. Why am I forgetting?
You're talking about the red-haired guy that's like always looking
the other guy.
The one in charge, Mance Radar?
Yes. Mance Radar?
Yeah. Isn't it Radar?
Raider. Mance Raider.
Raider?
Yes.
Radar.
Yes.
Incoming wounded.
It's choppers.
Yeah, choppers. Incoming wounded here in Mance. The up north of the wall. We got incoming wounded.
Anyway, yeah, he was great, too.
I love that guy. That guy's... he was in Rome. He played... He played Caesar. Yeah, he was Caesar in Rome, that show Rome.
Okay.
And it was fan-effantastic in that.
I never saw it, and I think it's because I wasn't sure, am I supposed to watch Rome or The Tudors? Which one am I supposed to watch?
Rome is, well, hold on. No, you're thinking of Tudors and one that's just like The Tudors.
There was another one like The Tudors. That's right, yeah.
The Tudors and the Borgias,
right, yeah, okay.
Those are both
basically. Am I supposed to watch any of those?
Those are both good, but they're kind of the same show, kind of.
Okay.
Rome's totally different. Rome's like a different era, obviously, but ancient Rome. Yeah. It's awesome. It's very, very. I loved Rome. Rome had a lot of wieners for no reason, but that was HBO. You know, whatever. Yeah. But the show is
do what HBO awesome. Does.
Yeah, I love that.
Did I pronounce Kieran correctly, by the way, Claire?
Yeah.
C-I-A-R-A-N.
Got to check all our stuff with Claire there.
Yeah. Anyway, Belfast is great. Spend the $20 or wait a couple of months. West Side Story apparently comes out streaming at the beginning of March on Disney Plus, so we got that one. I don't know when and where we're gonna watch Drive My Car, because so far no streaming for that one.
Oh, and is it limited theater release, or can you get it there?
It is, yeah, currently very limited art house theaters. Subtitles, all that stuff.
That always annoys me, because what's the freaking point, you know? You want to get it out there. You want to get it in people's hands.
Well, they make more money when people put their butts in seats.
Not when it's a limited art house release. Nobody's going to
that.
Well,
that's true, yeah.
Yeah, they got to make it either broader release or put it home. Give us. You want real money? Get out of the art house. That place smells like weed. All right. We're going to call Dunaway.
No wonder I always like the movies I watch there. I'm getting a contact high from the seats.
Yeah. I like a good art house contact high. What's happened? Okay. Dunaway, no answer. What's that about? I saw him in the chat. I know he's here. I know you're here, Brian.
Yeah.
Dunaway? You pick up your phone? You dirty, rotten bastard. Hey, Dunaway, is that you?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Oh, hi, it's you.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, welcome back, Brian Dunaway, to Babel Royale, this morning's half-assed morning edition thing. Brian will explain it.
Or I could just go ahead and announce it.
Yeah, you'll probably do that. I think that'd
be
better.
Let me tell you about the rules.
It's nice to have you here. How are you? You doing all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing fine. Yes, sir. How are you guys?
You know, doing all right. I think we're doing okay. Yeah. It's Monday,
doing
you know.
All right. It's a Monday.
It's
a Monday.
I'm excited about my Hexen time with you later. We're going to talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
very
cool.
Excited.
That's the thing on deck for today.
Yep.
That's
we're talking about game. Heretic, Hexen, these sort of post-Doom, pre-Quake kind of weird things that are awesome. Something Phil Spencer, Xbox head of Xbox over there, said the other day that he's a huge Hexen fan. And Activision owns the rights to Hexen, so,
interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah, we've seen some Doom lover the last couple of years. Maybe we'll see something more.
I have another a feeling we will.
Property from that area.
All right. Now, Brian Nibbett, you can now take a moment and explain what the hell this game is so that we can play it for people.
I'll be happy to do that. Welcome to the Morning Half Asses, a trivia game where I'm actually going to be giving you guys the answers for a change. I'm going to be giving Scott and Brian a category and six possible answers, three of which are correct and three that are incorrect. Depending on how confident you guys feel with the category, you can give me one, two, or three guesses. But if you get any wrong, you get 0 points for that round, as you saw last week. If you guess one and you get it right, you get a point. If you guess two, you get them both right, you get a bonus point. So I'll give you 3 points. And if you guess all three correct answers and you get them right, you get 2 bonus points for 5 points total. The player with most points after 3 rounds wins the prize for their contestant. And, of course, we're pulling contestants for members of the Tadpole that aren't able to listen live. Scott, you're going to be playing for Dean in Centennial, Colorado. Brian, you're going to be playing for Jana in Tampere, Finland.
Ooh.
Jana.
Games this week, we are giving away Mordhau and Beyond the Wire to our winner. The runner-up is going to get Partisans 1941. So
nice.
Stick around for that.
Do not know what any of those games are. For the first time in a long time, I don't recognize them.
Oh, wow, no kidding.
Yeah, I'm sure they're good. Mordhau, I kind of think I know the name of, but I don't think I played it. So
Gotcha. Yeah, I think I've seen him, but I've never actually played him.
I noticed right. Dunaway's name is a bit of a penis. What's that about there?
What?
It is a little bit of a penis.
Yeah, you made a little bit of a penis.
Where?
Yeah, and your username, you got like the equal signs and the D at the end.
Pluses.
Oh, are they now?
Those are equals. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that does look like a... Oh, you dirty, filthy mind.
Yeah, you made a wiener. Good job.
All right, let's give you guys your first question and your first six possible answers.
Okay.
Question number one. Give me movies that have no scenes set in the title locale. So I just watched Belfast. Oh, the movie takes place in Belfast. That would not count. Your choices are Persepolis, Fargo, Madagascar 2, Paris, Texas, Chinatown, and Brazil. Three of those did take place in
the locations.
In the location, or had scenes set in the title location. Three did not.
Okay.
You can give me, depending on your confidence, you can answer one, two, or all three.
So this is no scenes in that. The three that have no scenes
that take place in the title locale.
I know a couple of these for sure. I don't know if I know that one though. Yep, I do. Okay, I'm locked in.
Okay. You guys are both locked in, looks like. All right. Yep. Let's see what you guys said. Scott, you say mm-hmm. Fargo, Madagascar 2, and Brazil. Brian, you're playing it safe and just saying Brazil. Let's see what we got here. The answers are Persepolis, Paris, Texas, and Brazil. Scenes in Fargo that take place in Fargo.
I've seen Fargo 150 times. How have I missed that there's some of it in Fargo? It's all in... I thought it was all in... Oh, no. Buscemi buries the money in Fargo.
In Fargo, yeah.
Shit. Exactly.
So, Brian, playing it safe paid off. Brazil was one of the correct answers, so you do get a point. Scott, still at zero, but we've got another question to get to here.
All right.
Question number two. NBA franchises that relocated. So we've got the Boston Celtics, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Houston Rockets, the New York Knicks, the Sacramento Kings, and the Denver Nuggets. Which of those are NBA franchises that relocated?
So they came in relocated or going out?
They relocated coming in. These are all, as far as I know, current teams.
These are current teams. They were someplace else
and moved to the cities are listed here. Again, three of them are correct. Three of them are not.
Yeah. Well, I know one
Scott,
of them.
Scott, I know you're big into the NBA, so might have a...
I know nothing.
I know one of them for sure.
For sure.
Barely possible.
I'm
locking in two. You see there's how many here?
There are three. There's always going to be three truths and three lies.
That's the name of the game.
I'm locking in those two. I don't know.
Okay. You guys are both locked in. Scott says the Lakers and the Kings. Dunaway is just saying the Kings. Let's see how you guys did. You are both absolutely correct. Yeah, the Lakers, the Kings, and the Houston Rockets. Lakers, of course, moved from the land of a million lakes, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Sacramento Kings moved from Kansas City. And the Rockets came from San Diego.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't know
that. So he gets 3 points because he got two, right?
Right. Yeah. Getting two you a bonus point. Getting three gives you two bonus points.
That's the first time we've done that. So it's brand new information.
I've been telling you that every.
I don't listen to that. I only go by what actually happens.
I noticed nobody put no one put the Jazz on here, which is I guess makes sense because I would know that.
A little obvious, New Orleans.
Yeah.
All right, comes down to question number three. Let's get to it. Pretty easy, maybe. I don't know.
Oh no, it's going to be the hardest question ever. Go.
Name the three Musketeers. So your choices are Aramis, Porthos, Pathos, Athos, Raphis, and Dumas.
Dumbass,
exactly.
So these are Musketeers that we're collecting.
Three of them are not.
Okay.
I think I remember two.
I'm locked.
I'm locked in two. I'm not 100% sure about that. You said it was going to be easy.
Well... It would have been.
if you knew the answer, it would have been easy. Yeah,
if you would be looking at the answer sheet like I am, then you'd know this one. All right. Scott locked in with Aramis, Porthos, and Raphis. Brian just has two of those, Aramis and Porthos. The final answers are Aramis, Porthos, and Athos. Dumas, Alexandre Dumas, was the author of The Three Musketeers. Athos and Raphis are just made-up names.
Oh, I like. I figured dumbass was or Dumas or whatever.
Dumas.
So that gives Dinoway. He gives him five.
That gives
Holy
Brian
shit.
Dunaway 3 points for a total of five. Scott, you got zero for the question, so you stuck to three, which means congratulations going out to Yana in Tampere, Finland. Congratulations. But don't worry, Dean and Centennial, you'll also get something. You're going to get Partisans 1941 for your participation, and Yana, you'll get Mordow and Beyond the Wire.
What is Partisans? Hold on. Partisans.
What is participle?
Team 41. Okay.
You recognize it now that you see
it? Yeah, this is like the resistance during the war, and it's a tactics game. It's supposed to be real good, I've heard.
Oh, cool.
This came out just in 2020. This is pretty new. Yeah, this is a good game. I haven't played it, but I hear good things. Anyone ever play Commando or Commandos? Commandos. Did you play that? You had a little top down, a little German, infiltrate
that's
German
different
stuff.
Than the one I was thinking you were talking about.
Yeah, not the top down shooting stuff Commando, like without an S, but Commandos was like, you got a sniper guy and you got a big, rough, tough guy and you got a grenade expert and you're sneaking into German camps and taking out their leaders and stuff like that. It's sort of like that. So, anyway, a real-time tactics
America.
Game. It's exactly like that, actually. That's literally the game they made. All right. Well done. So let's give them a combined one of these.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
You both won stuff, and that's awesome. Brian's got your info, obviously, so he will be sending you your codes.
I may even have them done by the time you guys are done talking about. Well, is there some show coming up this afternoon?
Yeah, we do a thing. Yeah, it's at 3:30 Mountain Time. It's called Play Retro, and today we're tackling a PC angle for the first time in the show's 6-episode history. I guess this will be our
second. Yeah, by much demand, we've been mostly staying in the arcades and the consoles, but we heading towards the PC with a Doom engine game.
Mm-hmm.
Hexen,
oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, Hexen rules. Hexen was one of my favorite things ever, and I can't remember the exact order of things. I have a bunch of reading to do before the show, but Hexen and Heretic have like a real interesting story to it. Raven Software came out of this, and they're known for all sorts of big deals now.
Heretic was first, and then Hexen was beyond Heretic, and then there was Hexen 2.
Hexen 2,
the proper order, I believe that's how I went.
Yeah, and Hexen 2 was in the Quake engine, if I am not incorrect.
Correct.
Yeah.
We moved beyond the these sprite-based animations within a 3D world, and we moved into object-based with the Quake. So, yeah, that's where Hexen 2 came in.
You know what I don't remember? I don't remember Hexen letting me look up and down.
Hexen was the first time we saw that up and down in the Doom engine.
Yeah, which was kind of rad. Like
look is amazing.
It's crazy in there. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. I actually got it working with a controller, too, which is weird. Anyway.
Oh, did you play the N64 version emulation?
No,
or did you
I
to PC?
No, I got the PC one, and my 8-bit Do controller just worked with it.
Ooh, 8-bit Do. Cool.
Yeah, 8-bit Do.
Like those 8-bit Do controllers.
They're pretty great. Anyway, that'll be today, 3:30 Mountain Time. If you'd rather listen to the podcast, you can certainly do that. That's everywhere you get your podcast. Just go look for Play Retro. Brian Dunaway, have a great day.
Now you.
Kiss my butt. Bye now. Okay. He's gone.
Okay.
All right. Well, that was fun. Did you get all that taken care of? You got it all sent out?
Yeah, everything's all sent out. I had time to send it out, play a couple games of Hexen, so I'm all set.
Nicely done. Nicely done. All right. Now, here's this. It's time for the news brought to you by...
by patron Captain Thunderpants, who says, I own and operate a brewery and pub in Bremerton, Washington, Deep Draft Brewing at Deep Draft Brews or deepdraftbrew.com if you visit them on the website, as well as the Wigwam Pub at Wigwam Pub on Twitter, and then tavernwigwam.com. Soon to be a different website, by the way, or soon to all be on one website because I'm working with them. Mm. Brewery specializes in crafting German-style beers and root beer and also serves Washington ciders and wine with a nautical theme to honor the history and industry of the Puget Sound. All ages and walks of life are welcome. Live music on weekends. The Tavern, a locally famous gathering place since 1933, serves Texas barbecue, craft beer, cider, and wine. That place is 21 only, but serves food to the brewery and also does catering. No event too small or too big. Women, veteran owned and fought for. Go check out Deep Draft Brewing wherever you get your brewing.
That sounds amazing. I want to go there.
All the website stuff is like I'm seeing photos of the barbecue and the beer process, and it's like, oh man, this looks pretty damn awesome.
Claire, you're a vegan. You can go. No problem. They don't care. Yeah, what are they going to do?
You just won't have the barbecue.
Yeah, just don't eat the meat. They've got right. The not meats as well.
That's right.
All right. Story here. You know that Wordle deal?
I do know that Wordle deal.
Yeah, people are into it. It seems to be a thing.
Today's in four, and I feel pretty proud of it because it was a difficult word today that didn't have that only had one of like the eight most common letters in it.
Oh my! Well, that is a lot. Every day, my kids swarm our group text with their results. Here, chat, you can see those. So we get these every day. I don't participate because I have too many other things to do and play, so I don't mess. But it's okay. I think it's a cool thing. But here's something that interesting happened with it. You need to start hearing stories like this because it's big. The no Wordle update from an 80-year-old helped lead to a discovery that she had been held hostage by a naked man. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I can't wait to figure out how all this works together.
Yep, here you go. Police rescued an 80-year-old.
Penis. Oh, the N is in the right place.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
The P is in the wrong place.
Yeah, but
it's one of the letters.
Yeah, you only have five chances, so make sure you really work on it.
Yeah.
Police rescued an 80-year-old suburban Chicago woman who was held in her home for nearly 21 hours by a naked man with scissors. There's nothing worse. The only thing worse than a naked man is a naked man with scissors, honestly.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't run with those. Man, ooh. It feels like as bad as it is to run with scissors anyway, running with scissors while you're naked is probably even worse.
Was there a song or a band called Running with Scissors?
There was a Weird Al Yankovic album called Running with Scissors, probably is what you're thinking.
Oh, okay. I knew I'd heard of something. The officers checked in on the woman in part because she couldn't text one of her daughters with her daily Wordle score during the ordeal. Denise Holt and her oldest daughter, Meredith Holt Caldwell, told reporters that Holt woke up about 1 a.m. on Sunday to the sight of the naked and bloody man.
Ugh.
And I don't mean in the British way of saying it. He had blood on him.
Bloody. Yeah. That bloody man.
He's a bloody man. In her Lincolnwood home, Holt said the man threatened her life. Ultimately, after grabbing two knives in the kitchen, Holt said the man led her in the bathroom in the basement, barricading her inside with a chair for the next 17 hours. She's 80, man. He's a psycho bastard. What a weird thing to do to anybody. Anyway, I was trying to survive, that's all, she told the local news affiliate. During that time, she couldn't communicate with the outside world or update her daughter as she usually does about her score on the popular online word game. Holt Caldwell, who lives in Seattle, she lives in Seattle, became worried that her mother wasn't reading her text or updating her on Wordle. I'm across the country and I noticed this, said Holt Caldwell.
Yeah, my mom and I, and actually now my dad, so mom who lives here in Colorado, dad who lives in Vermont, we actually text each other and say, hey, how'd you do with today's word? So yeah. Now I do have, a reason to be concerned if I don't hear back.
Yeah. How do you know, though, if like maybe there's a day they're just tired of doing it and they don't want to do it anymore? Do you freak out and go, oh, no, dad, how come you haven't finished your Wordle? And then I guess if they answer, it's fine. But this lady didn't answer.
They'd probably answer and say, oh, yeah, we're not doing it today. We're kind of Wordled out or something. I'm sure it would be the case.
Yeah. Physically on the New York Times URL now?
It is physically, as of last week, it switched over to the New York Times, causing a bunch of consternation. People were losing their streak info, and they repeated a word, so a lot of people got the that day's word in one, because they they just decided to try the last word that was on Josh's server before it switched to the New York Times, and it turned out to be the word on the New York Times server as well.
Oh, they couldn't. Nice job, guys. Well done.
I think it was because they did it during the day, and so if you log in the afternoon, you would get the same word that you had before. But if with the time difference, there was, you know, there were people who got one in a 24-hour period and then got the same one in that same 24-hour period.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm sure all the problems have passed and it's just normal Wordle now.
It's normal New York Times Wordle. Looks exactly the same. And,
Yeah. Not behind that paywall yet.
No.
Not yet. They spent a lot of money on it, so I don't know what they're going to do to monetize it. But whatever.
Yeah, if they do advertising or whatever, I don't know. I mean, I pay for the New York Times crossword puzzle anyway, so I'm sure once it does, if it does go paid for. But they're not doing any sort of advertising or anything on it, which kind of surprised me. It seems like, you know, maybe they'll keep it free, but they'll add advertising.
Yeah.
Or who knows?
Do you want to finish the rest of this word? Subscribe now.
Exactly. Oh, see, well, somebody suggested keep it free to play, but then charge people 99 cents to be able to share their scores on social media, which I think is a brilliant way to do that. That's a great way to make their money back.
Well, I say do that because hopefully that will make less people posting the shit every day on Twitter. That'd be great.
Okay, grouchy.
No, for
you
real.
You're grouchy today.
I am grouchy.
Grouchy all show.
I am grouchy. Here's the thing. I am totally grouchy. I woke up grouchy today. But also, but if you ask people to do 99 cents, you will have a drop in that. It's not going to go
up.
Yeah,
you absolutely will. Yes,
yeah, it's not like we're going to have more. I will have less in my timeline. And I'm
surprised you haven't created a filter.
Well, that takes work. I don't want to do that.
Would you like me to give you a URL? I could give you a URL, Scott, where all you need to do is just like click a thing and then enter in Wordle and you're done.
Isn't it? Well, it doesn't post the name, though. Just get that graphic. How do you block the graphic?
Because it does say Wordle in the text.
Oh, it does? Every time? Yeah, no matter what?
Yep. It says Wordle and then a puzzle number and then a streak, I think, or no, it's like 2 out of 6 or 3 out of 6 or whatever, and then it posts the little green and yellow graphic.
Oh, all right. Well, all I know is I'm glad this 80-year-old lady no longer has a naked scissor man in her house, because what a nightmare that is. Thanks, Wordle, you saved a life. All right,
exactly, there you go.
We're gonna take a break. When we come back, it's Steven Schleicher time, so suck it up, everybody. It's gonna be great. Stick around for that. Hey, Brian, before that though, I don't know about you, but probably could use some music, I guess. What do we got?
And you could certainly use this one. This is from friend of the show and part of the Diamond Club group, Mike TV. He's part of a band called Get Set to Go. Anytime we're doing the movie auction thing that we
I don't know
do occasionally, you know, with the Diamond Club guys, the
what do they call that,
summer movie draft
that's it.
Not roundup, summer movie, anyway, whatever.
draft,
thank you, that was the word I couldn't remember. Yeah. Because I was still thinking about that damn beer. The summer movie draft or winter movie draft, Mike TV is always there and he's always creating these great little miniature songs for each of the movies. He actually has a brand new song as part of his band Get Set Go. This is great. Big thanks to Kyle from Wisconsin, who reached out to Mike TV and said, hey, mind if the guys on TMS play this? And I was happy to receive that thumbs up from Mike TV. Here is the song Go Drunk, You're Home from Get Set Go.
Toss one back, throw him back till I can't see. Eyes are swimming, knees are weak, I'm tipsy. Another shot and that makes 3 or 50. Someone film this flaming shot, call 911, slug it back, I've got the knack. This video is going viral. Let's climb up on the chairs, throw our glasses in the air. Let's set these shots on fire. Let's climb up on the chairs, throw our glasses in the air. Let's set these shots on fire. Go drunk your home, go drunk your home, go drunk your home. Check two, tequila three or four. One more shot and hear us roar. One check two, three tequila four. One more shot and we'll kiss the floor. Go. I can drink what I want, don't touch me. Fuck you and your cops, don't cuff me. I'll suffer, I'm fine, don't tase me. I can stop when I want, all of you can fuck right off. Let's climb up on the chairs, throw our glasses in the air. Let's set these shots on fire. Let's climb up on the chairs, throw our glasses in the air. Let's set these shots on fire. Go drunk your home, go drunk your home, go drunk your home. Check two, tequila three or four. One more shot and hear us roar. One check two, three tequila four. One more shot and we'll kiss the floor. Need to leave,
need to leave.
It's nearly three.
It's nearly
should've stopped, gotta work
three.
Tomorrow.
Gotta be
up at 6 for the HR webinar. I need to leave,
need to leave.
It's nearly 3,
it's nearly.
But that hottie leaves me gasping. So I guess this is why God invented aspirin. Let's climb up on the chairs, throw our glasses in the air. Let's set these shots on fire. Let's climb up on the chairs, throw our glasses in the air. Let's set these shots on fire. Go drunk your home, go drunk your home, go drunk your home.
Go drunk your home.
Go drunk your home, go drunk your home, go drunk your home.
Go drunk your home.
Go drunk your home, go drunk your home, go drunk your home. Go drunk your home.
Oh, man, good coffee's hard to come by. I mean, you kind of know what you like, but sometimes it just doesn't match up with what you get. Well, think about it this way. 90% of coffee from the grocery store is actually stale. Yeah, you heard that right. The coffee you think you love or need, well, it needs an upgrade. Instead of rebuying the same old stuff, let Trade Coffee send you something freshly roasted that you're literally guaranteed to love. And I mean literally. Trade sells the freshest roasted and ethically sourced beans from America's best independent roasters, and they ship to you free as often as you like. And they'll do that whole or ground. You get to choose. Whether you're a coffee nerd or you just want to have a better daily cup, Trade's real coffee experts taste test over 400 roasts and use technology to match you with your ideal coffee based on your preferences and brewing method. Just go to the site, take the coffee quiz to get started. Trade Coffee guarantees you'll love your first bag, or they'll just replace it for free. It's like no risk at all to you. Trade's been featured in the New York Times, Wired, GQ, and has delivered over 5 million bags of coffee. I'm not really a coffee drinker, but man, the stuff they sent us was so good. Like to the point of conversion, perhaps. It was really, really good. And the experience was easy and simple. The quest was fast. The quiz was fast. It was a quest to make a quiz fast, and they did it. That's what I meant to say. And I was very surprised by the results. You might be too. So, for our listeners, right now, Trade Coffee is offering a total of $20 off your first three bags when you go to drinktrade.com/TMS. To get started, take their quiz at drinktrade.com/TMS and start your journey to your perfect cup. That's drinktrade.TMS for $20. Off your first three bags. Get it today.
Valentine's Day's coming. Oh, crap. I forgot to get a girlfriend again.
Nice smell.
The Morning Stream. My bumhole hurts.
All right, we're back, everybody. That song once again.
Yeah, once again, Get Set Go, featuring the great Mike TV. The song is called Go Drunk, You're Home.
Have they done that draft since the pandemic, or is that done?
Oh, I don't know if they have. Yeah, because, God, that makes it so difficult, right, with things being released day and date to streaming services as well as theaters. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's on hold. No draft, everyone says?
Okay. Either that or we just haven't gotten an invitation.
Could be. To be part of it. It's totally fine. Look, you know, whatever we did to offend them, we apologize. And, you know, we don't want to offend that cult. This is big trouble there. All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Let's get Steven in here and let's have a little fun with him.
Yeah.
Like my little pop culture injection.
I hope there were at least three ads during the big game that I'm sure Steven enjoyed. So
right, we'll find out. He doesn't like the football as much as he likes the ads, I think. So we'll find out when we bring him in. Let's see. Here we go.
Steven Schleicher.
Steven Schleicher, renowned football expert and fan, joins us as he does each and every Monday from MajorSpoilers.com and the beautiful downtown Hayes, Kansas studio. Hello, Steven. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Brian. Hey, a little bit of facts for you guys.
Yeah.
Apparently, there were no Gen Z players in last night's NFL game.
Hold on. There were no Gen Z players, or there were
no Gen Z? No, I'm sorry. Not Gen Z. Gen X. No Gen X players.
Gen X. Okay.
So the 40-year-old guy that got the award, he doesn't count, I guess. He's just outside of it. He's in the millennial pile. Okay. He seemed cool. Yep. He got a good beard. It's nice and gray.
I like
that guy. He seemed all right.
Did you enjoy the DC trailer? Doctor Strange trailer, the Moon Knight trailer?
Here's the thing. I don't sit down and plan my entire day around watching a series of television commercials to watch a 30-second commercial that says, hey, go to the website to watch the 2.5-minute trailer.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
If I wanted to do that, I could have just skipped everything.
Yeah. Right. Why did they give us a QR code to watch the Doctor Strange trailer?
I was so irritated by that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how do you feel about, I mean, there was a whole lot of Gen X talk yesterday, because for Gen Xers, a lot of what we saw in that halftime show was from our era of early Compton, you know, rap explosion stuff. And then some of it was millennial and some of it's on the tail end. The Kendrick Lamar era, I would call, you know, I don't know, late millennial, early Gen Z. My son's really into it and he's firmly in the Z category. And everyone's like going, well, no, it's Gen X. I'm like, we don't actually give a shit. It's fine. I'm glad to hear it. It's good to hear those guys up there.
Oh, exactly. The halftime show was very enjoyable. I liked it. My wife enjoyed it. My youngest was downstairs doing something dumb, and my oldest was at a friend's house. So.
Doing something dumb? Hold on. You can't just skip over that. What was he doing?
What's the dumb thing that your oldest
I have
was
no
doing?
Idea. Okay. My youngest. I have no idea. He was downstairs probably watching something on the big screen TV.
Gotcha. Mm.
That's how that goes.
Probably watching the Doctor Strange trailer in its full version.
Yeah. Was there a lot more shown in that? By the way, was there more in that trailer than we saw in
Gosh, if you haven't, stop this show right now and go and watch the 2.5-minute Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. I mean, not to spoil it for anyone, but looks like the Illuminati is going to be there, and we get to hear a voice of a certain bald actor, and maybe the Nova Corps shows up? I don't know. If you look at the poster, you might get to see a Captain Britain shield on that poster as well.
Oh really? Oh I didn't catch that.
Yeah, in the lower right-hand corner of the poster, amid all the smashed glass, there's a Captain Carter.
So Captain Carter, not Captain Britain.
I always get those two confused, but basically the same, yeah.
Someone says Deadpool might be in there somewhere?
Brian Braddock would disagree with you, Stephen.
Oh, probably. I'm sure.
I'm looking on the poster. Oh, there he is. Someone's pointed out there's a little Deadpool on one of those shattered pieces of glasses on the poster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
They think that's him. I'm not so sure that's him. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I mean, they can do anything and everything with this. I mean, I'm hoping it is not a rehash of what we saw in What If? Because there's a lot of plot points, like evil Doctor Strange shows up, zombie Doctor Strange shows
up. Doctor Strange,
You know, the whole, a couple of the other things, like we said with Captain Carter, I'm hoping it's just not a rehash of the What If series.
Oh, yeah, sure enough. Yeah, there's the shield. Look at that. Okay.
So do you think that Marvel fans are going to, I think right now we're cool with it, but do you think we're going to get, not tired of, but just kind of a little tired of all this crossover multiverse stuff soon? Like, I feel like the Spider-Man movie really stretched that, and now this one's going to do a lot of the same stuff and go, remember this from the TV show? Remember this from this movie? Like, they're going to have this, like, fan service, you know, extravaganza. Do you think at some point we start going, yeah, maybe just give us a, I don't know, just a story
Scott
about it.
Scott's speaking like he has yet to see Loki.
I haven't seen Loki.
or finish up Vision Scarlet Witch or...
No, I did Scarlet Witch and Vision.
You did finish that one up? Okay.
I watched that week to week.
On Twitter that you didn't finish that one.
That's because Twitter is not a real place and people lie on there. That's why. Okay. Here's the deal.
No,
I watched that show week to week and loved it. I really like that show. Why I can't bring myself to watch Loki, I can't tell you. I don't know.
But have you watched all the What Ifs?
No, I watched like half of them.
Okay. You got to see the back half of that.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. It's like, can I even enjoy Multiverse of Madness if I haven't seen the 30 other things that they were like doing tee ups on? You know what I mean?
Well, all right. Could you enjoy Endgame or Infinity War if you didn't see the other things leading up to that? I mean...
Yeah, I did, or could, sure. I hadn't seen Ant-Man 2.
The answer is going to be yes.
Okay, well, there you have it.
And more than likely, they're going to explain everything again.
Yeah, exactly.
They kind of have to.
I mean, you know, you see the Infinity Stones, and they explain the Infinity Stones in Infinity War, but you get the setup for that in all the previous movies.
Yeah, I don't think people are going to get tired of the multiverse. It really is dependent on how they wrap this up, right? This is a Doctor Strange movie up, because if it is just a way to bring in the Fantastic Four and the X-Men and all these other properties under the MCU proper, then I think everyone will be fine with it. But if it's like, we've got to travel to Marvel's 616 and then we're going to jump to 1602. If they have to do a lot of that stuff, then I think people will get tired of it. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, if it means that they can get, you know, the X-Men and the Fantastic Four, I don't think they're going to have trouble with that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we get America Chavez, seeing her in the, ad. I mean, it was leaked early that she was going to be part of this, but, I was wondering how they were going to get her introduced. And I only know a little bit about her because she was added to Young Avengers after the stuff I read. She's not a mutant, right? Like, we still don't have a...
I don't know. I'll be honest, I've not read any of the stuff with her in it.
Yeah. Mm. I've got a mini of her to paint. That's about all I know about America Chavez.
I mean, it seems like they have a chance here to at least get some mutant business going, right?
I would think so. This feels like the right... You know, the easiest point of entry, right, is just saying, oh, mutants in this other dimension, other universe, or let's bring them in.
And there's a certain bald guy that says, maybe we should explain it to him, number one.
Yeah, and you think that's Patrick Stewart?
Most definitely.
Really? Okay. Really?
All right.
Really?
I need to watch it again because I did not pick up on the voice.
I'll watch that again then. Or I'll watch the long one. I only saw the short one. Gosh, I wonder if Benedict Wong will be in this.
Oh, well, they've already shown him.
I know.
Yeah, he's in the trailer.
He's in there.
He's the new I'm in every MCU movie ever made. That's his job. Just make sure Benedict Wong.
This is like, he's Doctor Strange's buddy, so he's got to be in this one. But I totally know what you mean. Yeah, he is in the...
He's everywhere. He's the John Ratzenberger. Everywhere. He's like, if this was Pixar, he's John Ratzenberger. Yeah. He's in everything, and I love it. This is not a complaint. I think he's amazing. So put him in every MCU movie until we're done. How about that? I like it.
Yep, fine. Totally fine with that.
All right. Well, Steven, they also showed a trailer for Nope, the new, what's his name?
That's a total definite yup. I'm definitely seeing that one. And I may have to go to the theater to see that if it plays in our crummy theater here in town.
I like the names of his movies are great. Go ahead.
Is Peele trying to tell us something like, get out, us? Nope.
Yeah.
Like, are we going to get to,
is it a sentence?
What's the next movie going to be? Yes, you.
Yeah. Yes, you. I'm talking to you, he'll say in the next one.
That's right. Yeah.
What do you think of that? What we saw? I don't even know what to make of it. I don't know how to, I don't know how to translate what I saw. I don't know what's going on in that movie. I can't tell.
This definitely feels like his take on summer blockbuster movies, because it feels very much like Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Mm-hmm. There's some other stuff going on. I'm hoping it doesn't turn into what was that horrible movie from a few years ago where the aliens come down and they suck up everybody into their spaceship and are using them for food. This is like 10 years ago.
Know.
it was a Skyfall. Skyfall. No,
Skyfall.
Something along that lines.
Yeah.
And it's like a, Skyline. Survivors. Skyline. Maybe that's
it.
Skyline.
That's it.
Yeah.
I
remember that. If you haven't seen it, don't.
good for film sec.
Yeah, probably. Oh,
most definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's where we see it. Yeah.
And then if you want to do a double feature with Film Sack and really have your brains melt out your ears, there was a sequel to it, Skyline 2. Maybe even maybe they did a trilogy of them. But yeah, the Skyline movie is just
horrible. Wait a minute, Skyline.
Did we do that?
That's the one that takes place on top of a building, right? The movie?
Yeah. I think we may have done it.
The one I'm thinking of.
Hold on. I'm looking this up.
Like in Los Angeles?
Skyline.
And
we did this movie. Yeah, 2019. Okay. So there's we did it in March. Yeah, okay.
We actually did it less than a year ago.
Well, 29 is 2019, March of that year. But
was it? Okay, yeah. I thought it was this last March. Hilarious.
Yeah. It says,
someone in the chat definitely says there's a third movie.
Strange lights descend on the city of Los Angeles, drawing people outside like moths to a flame, where an extraterrestrial force threatens to swallow the entire human population off the face of the earth. There you go. And they ate people? I don't remember that part. Was that
That was the implication, because all the bodies are just piled up and
either
being used for food sacks or incubation.
Yeah, you're right.
Then the guy turns into like a superhero at the end of the movie.
Yeah. It wasn't good. It was kind of very bad, that movie. But we had fun with it. All right. Well, yeah, no, I don't know what to think of Nope, except he makes great movies and I'm in. So let's do it. Let's go. It looks great. I'm super into it.
Yeah.
And I do like that he uses one name or one word names for
short
his
words.
Movies.
Yeah.
Something about
that. And then he's using a lot of the same actors, too.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that. That's cool. Okay. Awesome. Then that's coming when? Do we know?
July 22nd, 2022.
All right. This is this summer, everybody. I look forward to it. Also, Obi-Wan arrives in May. We thought we were going to get a trailer last night. A lot of people thought there'd be a trailer.
Yeah.
There wasn't one, but we're getting it in May. What do we know other than that? We haven't seen anything, right?
That it's not coming out on Scott's favorite day, May the 4th.
Oh, that's a shame.
But instead,
it's
coming out on May 25th, the 45th anniversary of Star Wars: A New Hope.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay. That is the anniversary we should be celebrating.
Yeah.
Right. This takes place 10 years after Star Wars: Revenge of the Sith, and we will look and see who is hunting or who is hunting who, because we know that Hayden Christensen is returning. I don't know whether it's flashbacks or in present day.
Interesting.
As Darth Vader, and we've got a whole bunch of other big names showing up, including Kamal Nanjiani showing up as well, and some more. So you're going to go check that out.
He'll be there as his Eternals character, right? That's his plan?
He will. And the surprising thing is, this is an eight-episode series. For four episodes, it'll be all about Obi-Wan Kenobi, and then the back half will be nothing but Mandalorian season 4.
Perfect. So in continuing line of
sorry to spoil it for those of you who've been watching Book of Boba Fett.
Book of Boba Fett, yeah. Or haven't been watching Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah. I guess, though, if this happened timeline-wise, he'd still be in the Sarlacc pit, so then we'll just get to hang out with him down there.
No, this is even pre, because this is Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, this is Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah, he's long dead then. What am I thinking? So this is,
hasn't been born yet.
That's what I mean.
No, he's alive. He's a little child running around.
He's a little kid.
Yeah, he's like he's holding his dad's helmet going on.
That's right. With possibly a head in there.
Yeah, a very light head, it turns out, the way it looked in that movie. It looked like it weighed nothing.
Apparently, yeah.
All right, so we don't have a trailer, though. I'd love to see that. That's a bummer, but
didn't we get a trailer last night where Obi-Wan was trying to make us sign up for crypto.com?
No, it was a travel one, right? Expedia or something. What was it?
Expedia was all right. I thought
No, what the heck was he trying to sell?
Oh, it was Salesforce.
Salesforce.
Yeah, what is Salesforce? I don't know what that
That's
is.
That's an online company management CRM software.
Okay. Ugh. All right.
Yeah. It was I thought it was crypto.com that Obi-Wan was. No?
No,
that
no,
was
no.
Travel?
Some kind of let's go traveling back to the beach sort of deal.
Gotcha. Okay.
I can't remember what it was. Might have been
See how much all those ran together? Like, it's so easy to assume. Were the Scrubs guys trying to sell us crypto? I can't remember.
Yeah, what were they doing?
No, they were doing Verizon.
That's right. Or T-Mobile.
Or T-Mobile.
It was, Dolly, it was Dolly, Miley, and the Scrubs guys
for
T-Mobile.
I mean, now that you think about it, none of those, because we can't remember who the hell they were advertising for in a couple of cases here.
Yeah.
They did a poor job, whereas Coinbase nailed it because they did their shitty stunt.
Because you could remember who that was for.
Yeah. Yes. So right. I guess if your goal is 100% like, notoriety so that people don't forget where you're coming from and confuse it with Doritos or something, they did it.
That's right. Yeah, Expedia was UN. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Claire. Capital don't care in the chat today. Jeez Louises. All right, so what else we got here? They did have the trailer for Moon Knight. How do we feel about that?
I am a little bit more optimistic about that after I'm seeing more and more of it. I was too afraid that they were going to dive into this guy's got mental issues. Look how weird the people with mental issues are. And
right.
It appears
right.
Like they are flexing away from that and trying to tell us a very compelling story.
Yeah. I think as soon as he jumped and made a moon out of his cape, I got excited.
That's that was, yeah, that cool. was pretty cool.
Yeah. I went, freaking Moon Knight. That's cool. And my wife's excited because she loves the dude. What's his name? She loves him. So
Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure about the costume, like being all bandagey. I mean, it makes more sense than the slick. Was it Mark Silvestri who was the original?
I don't remember. Yeah. Maybe, but the whole thing has to do with the Egyptian
Khonshu and
heritage.
Stuff. So it makes more sense for it to look like bandages. And I love how the bandages are there to hold the moon on his chest, as opposed to like just being a glued on emblem like the Bat logo and Spider-Man's deal. So that's kind of cool.
Who created him? Doug Munch? I don't know how you say that guy's name.
Munch? Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, and Don Perlin. Like, that would have been 75? It's older than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I remember Sylvester doing a killer take on it.
He had a run on it, right? Okay, so I'm not completely.
No. In fact, he's perfect for that character, right? Like, Sylvester's style is like Moon Knight as hell. But yeah, that looked good, and I thought Ethan Hawke looked cool in it. He looked like he needed a sandwich, but he looked good. You know, he looked a little pale, a little lighter than he ought to be, or whatever. Maybe that's part of the character. But
here's a really good Ethan Hawke movie if you want to see it. It's called Predestination, and it's a time travel movie that is a mind trip. So go in prepared to be very open-minded if you sit down and watch that movie, because it's a mind trip by the time you get to the end and you're like, what just happened?
2014. Never heard of this. I've seen this trailer, though.
Yeah, it was super independent. It came out with no publicity. Yeah. I stumbled across it one night and I was like, oh, I'm watching this. Mm. And it's very, very good.
It looks cool.
Yeah, I've never heard of it either.
A couple of people. Sarah Snook. I remember her.
Oh, yeah. She's a Succession. Mm-hmm. She's
the sister, right?
Shiv. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got your Noah Taylor. He's kind of weird looking, gaunt looking dude.
Oh, yeah. He's going to ride the elevator up with you and tell you that it's all simulation.
That's right. He was in not just Vanilla Sky. What was the other one? Oh, Life Aquatic. I remember him in that. He looks like a French guy. Maybe he is one. I don't know.
He does. Yeah.
Oh, he's from London. Sorry. Sorry, Britain. I screwed up. Well, anyway, so that's a thing. Moon Knight. We'll get that and we'll like it.
I think so. That's coming out into March.
End of March. That's right. Yeah.
I just think you had an opportunity there to do an Obi-Wan ad, and instead they showed Awkwafina walking around a bunch of goats for Disney Plus.
Selling seashells by the seashore.
Yeah, and that's fine, but I don't know. I was really hoping for that, but I guess we'll have to wait on that.
What's the next big event? Oscars?
Right.
Let's see. We got Oscars coming up at the end of
March.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. So everybody, the big buildup right now for Disney Plus is come for the Moon Knight. And what Disney has done, and they've done very well, is they get you to sign on for your subscription with an offering, right? So Moon Knight. Mm-hmm. And then that runs just long enough, 2 months, to where they can say, hey, might as well keep this around because we got Star Wars. Yeah, we got Star Wars next.
Yeah.
And so they keep doing that. And that's the thing that makes sure that that's a subscription service. There's no reason to just say, oh, I'm going to turn this off for 2 months and then come back, because they're always rolling something out that hits the Venn diagram of our crowd.
Yeah. The one complaint, you just reminded me of something, speaking of streaming services.
Oh, and the chat room is correcting me. I was confusing my Awkwafina and my Zendaya. Yes, Awkwafina was walking around Disney Plus talking about goats.
Yes, that is. Yes. Didn't we? I thought we said that.
You said that.
No, I did.
Yeah, you're fine.
All right.
Fine.
I thought somebody said it. I don't want to get you any further down the grouch line.
You're fine.
I'm good. So what was I saying? Now I forgot. Something about so I couldn't watch the Super Bowl because I don't have regular TV. So I did a month of Peacock last night, and it was fine, except for a bunch of the game. My TV was reporting we were only getting 480p out of that broadcast.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if probably means...
Maybe you need the cable guy to show up.
Well, maybe. But maybe... I think what it probably means is,
I forgot about that one.
They had more people using it than ever last night, is my guess.
Maybe.
So,
it's funny. Ours looked totally high def.
Yeah, it kept going back and forth for me. I don't know what was going on.
We use YouTube TV.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. How do you like that? Okay. Working out good?
I like it. I mean, it's a little expensive, but we get all of our local cable channels, all of our local TV stations. So that works out really well. Unless, of course, you're watching Super Bowl commercials and they run local ad spots, which are the worst things in the world.
Yeah,
but,
they are pretty bad.
TV all the time.
That's true. In fact, I think you were tweeting about it. You're saying something like, you think these national ads are bad, you should see these local ones. Did you have any real winners or something you want to mention?
It's like these... I don't want to disparage the people of Kansas, but let's just say two hicks sitting there with their headphones on trying to announce a football game, yet throwing in all of these really horrible puns and things that don't even relate to football about their countertop manufacturing.
That sounds bad.
And it was bad.
Yeah, that sounds bad. Yeah. But hey, if you're into it, if you need a counter and you live in,
that's the perfect ad for you.
Yeah, why not? They're actually selling you what you're looking for. So go check them out. That's Bob and Doug's counterrevolution.com.
It was something, it was pretty close to something like that. So-and-so's counters.
Very nice. All right. Well, that pretty much wraps it up. Steven, I know there's always something cool happening at Major Spoilers. Why don't you tell the folks where they can get whatever that cool thing is?
If you want to get all the cool things, number one, head over to majorspoilers.com and check out the stories that we have up there, as well as all the cool podcasts coming out this week. And then if you really, really want to be one of the cool people, make sure that you stay hydrated.
Oh, I like that. That's a good piece of advice. And I can't hang up on you. Bye. All right. There you go. All right. Well, we've come to the part of the show where we play a mashup from Jamie.
Yeah.
It's the Monday morning mashup.
I like that part.
I do, too. It's a good part. This one's called Mad Mathers. I assume this is an Eminem reference. I have no idea.
Yeah, maybe a Mad Max and Eminem reference.
Could be. So we're going to find out now as we play it now.
If I put this in any place in any order, it's throat, then not vice versa.
No, don't put it. Than throat. Yeah, you don't want that.
Your mom is easy. Shit mouth. Don't need this. Go hang yourself.
Well, this is a place I could show my doodle.
So you see on this, you see the top of that, right? The head of that is big and wide.
Yeah, yeah.
Wider than the hole that's on the...
Forgive me, I have sinned against this turkey. Put my penis where it didn't belong.
I've got 18 kinds of cancers, and they're all in my butthole.
I have sinned in my heart.
In my heart, and actually with my penis.
Bill Duran joins us for our science segment, as he does each and every Tuesday, right after Bill comes on the show. And it's great to see you,
Bill
Bobby.
Duran's here?
Yeah, can you believe it?
I think we called you Bill Duran. Is that what you're saying, Bobby? Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, did I call you Bill? Did I do that? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. What am I doing? Sorry.
So you've got a long slit, and you've got to put the in the bottom of the slit and then let the go to the top
right and, of the slit. Yeah,
the slit. I mean, yeah, that's what it is. Or I guess it's a slot.
Yeah,
it's a
slot. I don't know. What do you call them? Yeah. You don't play the slits in Vegas. Actually, you kind of do. You can't. You can play the slits and the slots.
You can play both. Yes.
Yeah, the slit slots.
Stumbled upon Cumberbatch's wiener.
We truly did. We unfortunately, or fortunately.
That's right. We all saw Dr. Strange.
Yeah, we saw his Strange. Penelope Cruz for Parallel Mothers.
That's where you line up all your mothers side by side.
That's the only way to do it. If you're going to line your mothers up, do them parallel, I say.
Exactly.
Well, I should rephrase that. Anjanue Ellis.
Anjanue Ellis.
Anjanue.
She played Serena Williams in King Richard.
I feel like I should have gotten Anjanue. What's wrong with me? I should have had Anjanue. Look at it. It's Anjanue. Spelled out right,
it's right there.
It's
actually spelled the way you would say it.
It's got a built-in pronunciation deal, and I couldn't do it. For a while, they were considering Eminem for the role of Mad Max. They ended up not doing it, obviously. And then
Hi, my name is Mad Max. Hi, my name is.
He'd be a better war boy. Just paint him up white and make him a war boy.
I'm trying to decide which one of Morton Joe's girls I want to impregnate.
I had a baby brother. He was perfect in every way.
As usual, Jamie, bringing the goods. Nicely done.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Way to boil down all the garbage we say into just the best points.
Even those fake beeps that didn't really happen. You know?
That's right. The unnecessary censorship.
Yeah, yes. I love unnecessary censorship. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Well done, Jamie. Thank you for that. And if you like Jamie's work, follow him on Twitter, TMS Mashups. He puts other stuff up all the time as well. So go check that out. I think that's going to do it for the show. I would like to shout out three people who have been members of our patronage for a while now, and they deserve just some love here. Bridget Carey Davis, Demond Rice. Would you say Demond or Demond?
I don't know. Probably Demond. I would say Demond.
Demond Rice.
Demond. I demand rice.
More rice. I demand it.
You brought me sashimi. I wanted sushi. I demand rice.
Yeah, I'm sure this person has never heard this before. He has probably never had to deal with it.
And he just canceled his subscription. All right, well.
That's anyway. Too bad. Also, Albert Vandenberg. Vandenberg. It's just Vandenberg.
Vandenberg. There's spaces in there probably that don't need to be.
Yeah, that's weird. Anyway.
That's your name. There's spaces where they don't need to be.
I assume that's just, you know, Patreon doing that. I have no idea. But anyway, yeah. All three of you are awesome because you support us at patreon.com/TMS. Be like them and do the same. Just about to send new artwork out for the month. And if you want that stuff, you got to get in there. That's patreon.com/TMS. For everything else, it's frogpants.com/TMS. Why don't we play a song now? This would be the time to play it.
Is it now? Yeah. Is it now? I've been waiting. Yeah. Okay, if it's now, then I'm going to do it now. Martin Scott Key wrote in, and boy, if Martin Scott Key doesn't sound like a just one name off of a famous composer, then I don't know my music. Mm. He says, is it too early to get a fish sandwich? Mm. Well, either way, would you mind playing my cover of Green Grass? The song was originally recorded by Gary Lewis and the Playboys and has been redone by me, Martin Scott Key. You can find it on Apple Music, Spotify, or any of the other popular streaming services. Came for the instance, stayed for TMS, got drunk, and hooked up with Film Sack. Love the show, though. Thanks, your pal, Martin Scott Key.
Nice.
Hey, too early to get a fish sandwich.
There you go, dude.
And way to write a request that has your name in it, I think 11 times. I wasn't counting, but might be 11. Mm. Anyway, this is great. This is a terrific cover of Gary Lewis and the Playboys' Green Grass. It's got a fun vibe to it. Here is Martin Scott Key.
Round my window, young leaves at the windows. Yes, it's springtime, golden sunshine, and we're glad, my little love and I. Now that summertime is done. Couples, dreams.
show and bring the sunshine out to grow the green grass around my window. Young leaves that the wind blows. Yes, it's green time, golden sunshine, while the bluebirds sing their magic song. We will love the summer long.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
And I love morphine. Mm.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.